Okay, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah begins really the halachas Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which I hope over the time we learn the Masechta will cover that part of Yeridah that people don't cover too often. I want to give a bit of Agdama and then talk about the halachas that are particularly relevant that come from this Mishnah. First of all, I want to explain a rule which I think people find confusing, and that is what's Asur Bahanah by Avodah Zarah? What items of Avodah Zarah Asur Bahanah? If someone walks in the street and he finds a silver tzelem on the floor, is that Asur Bahanah? Could he take it and melt it down for its silver? Or if somebody, people ask about playing in the basketball court at the church here on Avenue O, is that Asur Bahanah? What makes something Asur Bahanah? So you have to know a klal for the Masechta, and this is something that's throughout the Masechta on and off, that something is Asur Bahanah if it's one of four categories. There are four items that are Asur Bahanah. If it's not one of the four, even if it's related to an Avodah Zarah, it's not Asur. The four are: the Avodah Zarah itself is of course Asur Bahanah. Noy Avodah Zarah, so it's made to decorate the Avodah Zarah itself, if the Avodah Zarah has a crown on it or anything to decorate it. Or Takruvis Avodah Zarah, that's an offering to the Avodah Zarah, a carbon, whatever it is that they use, that they pour in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's Takruvis. And Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, if they have a feather duster to dust off the face of the Avodah Zarah every Sunday morning, or they have tools to clean it, that's also. So that, it's Avodah Zarah, Noy Avodah Zarah, Takruvis Avodah Zarah, and Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. Those are the four categories. If it doesn't fit into one of those four categories, it's not also. There's a Ramah in Yeridaya, which was taken out by the censors, is put back in now, that a necklace that has a cross is not Asur Bahanah, that a Yid's allowed to sell it, because it's not any one of the four categories. He calls it a reminder of an Avodah Zarah. Something that's a reminder of an Avodah Zarah, a maskaras of an Avodah Zarah, is not Asur. It's not Noy, it's not Takruv, it's not Mishamshei, it's not Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he says that there's no Isser. I don't know that you didn't have to go into that business, but the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. It doesn't fit any of these categories. Noi is, you have an Avodah Zarah, you decorate it.
So is
this no, because the necklace isn't used to decorate. It's used to remind the person of the Avodah Zarah. It's a representation, but it's not a decoration. It doesn't decorate the Avodah Zarah. It's not, it decorates it. So that's a sugya later. It's lifnei iver to sell them an animal that they're going to bring, they're going to offer an Avodah Zarah. It's a sugya later in the first parak, which we're going to get to. So that's what's also an example. The other way, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about going into a church to look at the architecture, or to look at the drawings of a church. He says that's also min haTorah. That's Noy Avodah Zarah, something made to decorate the sanctuary of the church is Noy Avodah Zarah, and that's also, people don't realize it. They go to Italy and they go on tours and they're shown the architecture of churches, and that's also Bahanah. That's something that's
also.
Oh, so it's interesting. Ramesha writes, I think he writes in that tshuva, that even if it's not Avodah Zarah anymore, we're going to get there are rules of bittul Avodah Zarah. There are ways it could be, an Avodah Zarah could be made mutter. But the din of a church is, the stama, the din of a church is no matter what. Unless there was a bittul, which we'll get to sugis a bittul later. It's a funny thing, by bittul Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah becomes mutter and its mishamshin remain asr. It's going to be a sugya later in the Masechta.
What is that, like, what is the noise? What is it due to? What's that like?
Well, Well, the tzelem that they bow down to, that they kiss, that they, whatever it is they do, is Avodah Zarah itself. If someone were to find a gold cross that has diamonds in it in the middle of the street, so that presumably is used to actually pray to whatever they pray to, and that's called the Guf Avodah Zarah. It's used for the ritual that represents the Avodah Zarah. And that's Aser. That's Avodah Zarah Atzma, and that's Aser. If it's a crucifix that they kiss, that whatever they do, then it's Aser. If it's one that's just a reminder, then that's what it must be. So I'm not sure. The pictures. The same question. Technically, it shouldn't be Aser, but I don't know. What? Trinity is Avodah Zarah for Jews, and Machlaik is Avodah Zarah for Goyim. For Yid, there's no question it's Avodah Zarah. There's no, the whole Machlaik is, if Christianity is Avodah Zarah, is a Machlaik is by Goyim, for not Mitzvah in Yichud Hashem. But for Jews, there's no Machlaik is that it's Avodah Zarah. The place the Ramah says it is Lufneiva, to make a guy swear to his. So the Ramah says, for the guy, it's not Avodah Zarah, it's not Lufneiva to make him swear to his God. But for a Jew, there's no Machlaikis, that's Avodah Zarah. The noi of the thing itself is Avodah Zarah. I don't think a basketball court is noi of a church. But, all right, so we'll get to the details of it. If it's made to beautify the facade of the church, the way I understand it, it's Aser. Xmas lights in private homes, it's not Aser. It's not Noyev HaDezar, it's not anything. Lights that adorn the facade of a church is Noyev HaDezar. There it's a problem. It has to fit one of these categories. The building is Noy, is itself Aser. The building is the Noy of the Avodah Zarah. It's all the Noy of the same thing. Yes. A tree is not a religious thing. The lights on a tree. The tree of the Avodah, of the church, is Aser. The tree in a person's house is not. That's a problem, yeah. That's a problem. Having enough in that is Aser. Yeah, I once went, one and only time I went to the Hebrew Museum in Yerushalayim, I went in, they had an exhibit of Avodah Zarah. So, you know, it's Yisuri Anah, but, you know, what should I do? They had, I could do it. What? Yeah, we can make Litzanus of it, it's true. What I really want, this klal is an important klal, it's going to come up again and again to remember that these four things are Aser. If it doesn't fit the four, it's not Aser. What the Mishnah Yud Aleph Amid Beis comes l'maisa is in the shaila of entering a church. Now, entering the sanctuary, generally, presumably going in for some type of benefit, entering the sanctuary when they have a ceremony, that's certainly a religious ceremony, it's certainly Aser. People sometimes ask me about co-workers who have some type of religious ceremony for the funeral, so it's certainly Aser to go in, to participate in, even to sit there. The Mishnah here says about a city, a city that has some celebration of the Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah says that to travel on the road to go there is Aser. The way, there's Machlekes here, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yaina, Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi learns it's Aser to go in because people will think that you're being Avodah Zarah. Now, this din of not going to a city that has a celebration for Avodah Zarah, so Lo Shamanu, we never heard of somebody prohibiting people from going to cities that have Avodah Zarah, even though it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but it's brought, if they'll think you're going for other reasons, if the road goes somewhere else, it's mutter. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah writes that we never heard of this din, and he says, Anachnu tachas yedeyam bavenesenu v'shechnim ba'artzam anusim. Well, we're not going to travel to a city that has a avodah zarah. The Rama says it doesn't come up, but he says that if this imayir dina kein kavuchaymer din base avodas kechavim atzmai shu osam lanu kimat l'ra'isai v'kosh kein l'kaneis bay. He says the church itself, even though the road is not something that we hear of today practicing in Isser, but to go to the church itself, he says that it's also kemat l'roisai, it's almost also to look at it. He means that to be nehenah from looking at it. The koshkang likanes by not to go in. The question is, if somebody goes in a time when there is no maris ayin, it's an hour a day that they're not having any type of religious observance, and sometimes they have elections. They have you want to vote, you go to a church to vote. They have in the basement of the church or in the social hall of the church, they have voting machines. Well, sometimes people have Weight Watchers meetings or Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. They use church buildings, and the question is whether a person is allowed to go in at such a time. Now, the way Rashi learns this Mishnah, the Mishnah asers going at a time that is Maris Ayin. And the Mishnah is very chomor. It says going to a city, traveling in a city, is also at Maris Ayin. Now, Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rosh brings the name of Rabbeinu Yaina, a totally different shot in the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah is not talking about Maris Ayin. The Mishnah is talking about going to the city when they have a Yerid, they have a Shuk, for the benefit of the Avodah Zarah. People are going to think you're going to do business, and it's nothing to do with Maris Ayin of bowing to the Avodah Zarah. That's from Rabbeinu Yaina Shita. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, is very unclear in Psak Halacha, because the Ramah brings both Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaina. He says the following. He says, this is Kufmem Tesiv Beis, Chotzer Shal Avodas Kechavim. Chotzer means the courtyard of the Avodah Zarah. Yeshaimrim dinoi ki ir shalvaydis kechavim. Ubizman she'enavi kechavim miskapsim sham litarfusam to do their narishkeit mutali kanesham. So the first sheet that he brings is if there's no maris ayin, then the chazal didn't make an absolute gezeira. That's tor b'shem rabbeinu yaina for rush. Yeshaimrim, so the first sheet that says it's mutter. Yeshaimrim de b'chol inyin osir. If ain't derech, oiver kein l'mokem acher. Unless you have the exceptions of the Mishnah, then it's aser. So again, the first yeshayimer mutter, second yeshayimer maser. What's the rule when you have two yeshayimers in Shulchan Aruch? We have a rule. The first is stama, the second is yeshayimer. You pass like the first. If they're both yeshayimers, the rule is you pass like the second. The second says it's aser. Aval k'shederech oiver kein l'mokem acher l'kuli alma mutter. But if the road, let's say the chotzer to the Avodah Zarah, goes somewhere else too, there's no maris ayin. So this is where the discussion today, the matirin argue that when you have elections in the church, it's like derech chilek or machen acher. It's like a road that goes somewhere else, because it goes to, you walk in, you can go to the sanctuary, you can go to the elections, and therefore it should be mutter. The chen haminig poshet leilach derech ayin, ka chotzer l'mokem acher. And he says the minig is to be makel in such a case. And then he says, "What? He says you have another eight." He says, "Again, the first sheet tells it's absolutely mutter. They weren't guys. Second sheet tells it's also. We're passing it to second sheet. In the second sheet, there's an exception if there's derech acheres. If a person may be going." For some other purpose, then it's an exception. And on that exception, it says midas chasidus to be mashmir. So it's sort of a tease. It says mutter, and then it says aser. It says if you have a different purpose, it's mutter, and then it says midas chasidus for a person to be mashmir. So you have to take away the maris ayin by this idea that there's a derech acheres. It's like you're going there to something else, which is the case when you have the signs, no electioneering at the polls. Everyone knows that they're voting there. But they have a sign that they have a Weight Watchers meeting or whatever it is that people are going for. That takes away the maris ayin, unless there was an absolute gezeira. And the assumption is that there isn't. and that therefore it's mutter. What about a what? A catering hall, yeah. Let's say they have a catering hall downstairs. A Reformed temple, okay. The same, the Shem Shah Marasayim would be by a Reformed temple. The Reformed temples is not Avodah Zarah. It's Apikorsa, it's not Avodah Zarah. But at any rate, this is the Chalukei Deis. Today, among the Paiskim, there's a wide disparity about the attitude towards this. Not surprisingly, in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not too much of a shaila, they're more machmir. In Chutz La'aretz, where it comes up more, Paiskim Amor Mekel. I'm aware of two contemporary tshuvas. Rav Sternbuch, in his Tshuvas van Haggis and Chelek Beis, Tuf Yud, has about elections. It's a tshuva written when he was in South Africa. And he's matir. He's matir. It's called, this. It's a derech haylech l'makim acher, there's no marasayin. And as midas chasidus, he says, it says, midas chasidus l'srachek im yesh loy derech acheres, if you have another way of doing it. So there's elections, no other way to vote. I don't know if in South Africa it's easy to have absentee ballots, I don't know. So he says, it's mutter, based on this. There's a tshuva that sits Eliezer, so he quotes Rav Chaim Falaji, who says that if you go in, afterwards, he says, whatever you have to go to the mikveh afterwards, he says, and whatever clothing you were wearing when you went in, you have to give away to aniyim. Presumably you get time to change, but you have to give it away to aniyim. Like he makes it like such a davar tameh that you have to be misrachik from it very, very much. So it's a little hard to know. Here in the Gilead, was it the Beis Lechem Yehuda says, "Kol mash yochel laharchik asmi shaloi leilech derech sham yarchik the sim v'sefer chsedim the chol ha'haylech derech sham ain't tefilosei nishmas toich lamid vav yoyim." That's pretty bad. He says that you have to be misrachik as much as a person can misrachik. It's very hard to say a psak. I know Rav Palm on his corner. We lived, there's a church where the voting was. Rav Palm didn't go to vote all the years that he was there. But he told me, Bizal Losh, and you can interpret it the way I remember, he said, he doesn't say people shouldn't go. But he feels that a Rosh Yeshiva of a neighborhood yeshiva shouldn't be seen going into a church. Whether he meant that it's the Midas Chasidus of the Ramah, or he meant like a fifth Shulchan Aruch that he shouldn't be seen going in, I'm not sure. But that was the Maaser Rav. The bottom line is that the Psak Halach is very not clear. And one thing, though, is clear. A lot of churches have with them schools. And sometimes people get paid to go into the schools, to do services in the schools, or to do electric work in the school. There's no issue to go into the school. The school itself, the parochial school, is not a place that's made for outsiders to come and be Eved Avodah Zarah. That's the sanctuary that they have. So that I don't think is a shaila, but the other issues are issues. As far as I recall, when people had these shailas about going to Alcoholic Anonymous meetings or the Weight Watchers, whatever type of meetings they have in the hall, the Rav Palm told them if it's not a time of the day that they have services, that a person's allowed to go. So be that as it may, it all comes from this Mishnah. I assume we don't have early tshuvas from it because of the censors over the generations who didn't allow it. What? Scranton Yeshiva bought late 1970s bought a hospital where they are now. And the night that they bought it, they want the Yeshiva Bachram to sleep there because they wanted it. They don't want to leave it abandoned. So good Freiman went, and when they went, they had a tzelem in every room, but they took it off. But because it was there so many years, the imprint of the tzelem was still over the beds. But they slept there. They stayed there.